The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Ki Siso. One of the subjects which is dealt in this week's Parsha is the subject of Shabbos. And the chief rabbi has undertaken the campaign, which he started last year and continuing this year, to bring the consciousness of Shabbos more strongly, or as strong as possible, to as many people as possible. And this week he has asked that we should speak about Shabbos as much as possible. So therefore we'll devote a shiur to this subject. Hayim Hashem al Mesha. This is in Parshas Ki Siso, Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayim Hashem al Mesha Lemor. V'ator Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor. Now we are speaking here in the middle of the Binyan HaMishkon, the building of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary. V'ator Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor. Speak to the children of Israel and say, Ach es Shabbosai Tishmeru, but my Shabbos is you shall guard, because it is a sign between me and between you forever. Lodas, in order to know, in order to know that I am the God which sanctifies you. Then the Torah tells us, on 6 days you shall do work. It is a Shabbos Shabbosin. Twice it says Shabbos. Kodesh Lashem. Then a little further, the Torah tells us, "V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es Shabbos." You shall guard the Shabbos. La'aseis es Shabbos the day of Shomru Yisraelom. And you shall make the Shabbos as a covenant forever. Beiniu vein b'nei Yisrael osi le'alom. And it is a sign between me and the children of Israel, because for 6 days I made the Shomayim Va'oretz, and on the seventh I rested. Now, on these few psukim, let us make a few observations. First it states, Ach es Shabbosai Tishmeru, but however my Shabbos you shall guard, and the Chazal always tells us, that Ach is a mute. Ach comes to exclude. What is it coming to exclude? Rashi says, Afal pishti yeredufin uzrizin bezribu zrizus mlocho Shabbos al titche miponeho bimeleches amishkon. Even though here I have commanded you to build the Mishkon, to build the sanctuary, but on Shabbos you must not build it. Ach es Shabbosai Tishmeru, this refers to the Melaches HaMishkon. But even though it's a very great mitzvah to build the sanctuary, on Shabbos you have to stop and not build it. All right. This is what the Torah tells us here. Now, we must digest that a bit. Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, the building of the Beis HaMikdosh, is from the greatest mitzvahs that we have. Like we learned in the previous parsha, V'osu li mikdosh v'shachanti b'seichom, that you shall make for me a sanctuary, and in order that I may dwell there. Through the building of the sanctuary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and he lives in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he joins himself with this world. The Hashroz HaShchina, the dwelling of Hashem in this world, he said was through if you build a Beis HaMikdosh, a sanctuary for me. And actually, the building of the Beis HaMikdosh is the greatest level that was given to Klal Yisrael. An example for this is when we, in the Seder, of Pesach, we have what states, Kama Milis Tevis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us many great things. And this is joined in the song which we call Dayenu. And there 15 levels are mentioned. Kama Milis Tevis Lamokam Aleinu Ilohet Sionu Mimitzrayim Veleosev Hem Shvotim Dayenu. And it starts, it begins with the Yitzias Mitzrayim going out of Egypt. That's the first level. The 15th level is Hichnisonu L'Eretz. The 15th level is Shebonu Lono Es Beis HaMikdash, that he built for us the Beis HaMikdash. And these are levels even higher than the Torah. The 13th level is the Nosan Lono Es HaTeira. First he took us out of Egypt. Then he also behem shvotim, he destroyed them, and then he destroyed their gods and their firstborn and so forth and so on. So we go to 15 levels. The 13th level is that he gave us the Torah, which one would think would be the highest level. No, there were further levels. After he gave us the Torah, then he gave us Eretz Yisrael, which with Torah this becomes a greater level. And then there was still a further level. After he gave us Eretz Yisrael, then Bona Lona's Beis HaBechira. He built for us the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not merely an important mitzvah. It's not merely one of the mitzvahs of the Taryag, of the 613, and it's not merely an important mitzvah. It is the highest level given to Klal Yisrael. Now, this is why this parsha comes here. Here we'll be in Esek b'Melechus HaMishkon. Here we have the commandments to build the Mishkon, to build the Beis HaMikdash. And one would think that this is such a great mitzvah, ba'osu le'Mikdash, that certainly it can take precedence over Shabbos, and we should build even on Shabbos. So therefore it states, Aches Shabbosai Tishmeru. But my Shabbos is you shall guard, only you shall build the Beis HaMikdash, not on Shabbos. Shabbos takes precedence over the Beis HaMikdash, because the Kedusha of Shabbos is so great, the sanctity of Shabbos is so great, it cannot be desecrated even for this greatest mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what can we learn from there? From here we have a great lesson that when it comes to building the Beis HaMikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which there can be nothing more important, and still we're not allowed to desecrate Shabbos. So then how much more so when it comes to things that are necessary for ourselves? See, many times we feel, well, this is very important. This is extremely important. This is necessary. This is urgent. But from here, the Torah is teaching us that if the greatest level given to Klal Yisrael, that of Beis HaMikdash, does not give permission for Shabbos to be desecrated, then how much more so when it comes to our own needs? All right, that's one point. Now, further, it states, Ki osi beini uveinechem lederei seichem. It is a sign between me and you. And this is repeated. It's repeated a little further, Beini uvein bnei Yisrael osi leolam. Between me and you, it is a sign forever. What does that mean? What does it mean that it is a sign? Secondly, in this Pasha, Shabbos is also referred to as a bris. As it states, V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'aseis es ha-Shabbos l'dei resam bris elon. That the b'nei Yisrael shall guard Shabbos, to keep Shabbos for generations, as a bris is a covenant forever. So Shabbos is referred to here in this parsha, both as an oath, as a sign, and as a covenant, as a brish. Now, what does this mean? Rashi tells us on the word oath. He says, "Oath gidelehi beinenu." This is a great sign between us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. A sign of what? Shebachati bachem, banchil lachem es sheminuchosi lemanucha. This is a great sign that I have chosen you. Why? Because I have given to you the day of my menucha. So not only has he commanded us on the mitzvah of Shabbos, but by giving us this day, this is a sign that he has chosen us from the other nations. Os hi eiske delahi. It is a very great sign beinenu, between us. It is a sign to show shebachati b'chem, that I have chosen you. Because I have given this day to you, and this is the day of my manucha, the day of my rest. Actually, a little more explanation in this, a little better understanding we can get from this, is the Gemara calls Shabbos Matona. Because Baruch Hu said that I have a wonderful gift, the Beis Genozov, in my treasury house. And I'm saving it for Israel. I give it only to Israel. Now, what does all of this mean? The whole Torah is referred to as a brish, as a covenant. A brish, the Targum says, is a kayom, which means a bond, a kesher chozok and a chibur, a strong bond between two people that make an agreement with one another. Two people come together and they agree on something. Alright, it's an agreement. The agreement ties them together. But there are various means of strengthening that bond. You can strengthen it with a word. You can strengthen it with a signature. You can strengthen it with an oath. A brish is a covenant, which means the ultimate strengthening of a bond between two people. And a real brish means to the exclusion of everyone else. Two people make an agreement that this is between me and you, and that's all. And we exclude everyone else from this. Now the whole Torah is called a brish, because that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Asher Bocha Abonu Mikol HaAmim V'Nosan Lanu Es HaTorah, that he chose us from all of the nations, and he gave us the Torah, no one else. So this is a brish. This is a bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ourselves, and to the exclusion of everyone else. A strong bond which cannot be broken. This is the whole Torah. But in addition to this, we find that sometimes even individual mitzvahs are called a brish. Not often, but there are times that even individual mitzvahs are referred to as a bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. One of these mitzvahs is Shabbos. Another such mitzvah is Mila. Mila is known as Bris Mila, because it states Bris, Brisihi. It was a Bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham. Bizaracha Acharecha, and the seed that follows. Your seed that follows. And Shabbos is called a Bris. Bris Elom, it's a covenant. So Shabbos is called a Bris. And this means that besides the fact that Shabbos is one of the 613 mitzvahs, it becomes individualized and it becomes paramount in the fact that it by itself, besides that the whole Torah creates a covenant between Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos also creates a covenant between Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bri Shalom. It creates a covenant and it creates an osa sign. It's a sign to Yisrael that I have chosen you in particular because I have given you Yemin Uchasi, my day of rest, and no one else. And it is a bond between us. From this we understand very well why these mitzvahs came actually before the Torah was given. Bris Mila was given to Abraham before Har Sinai. Shabbos was also given before the giving of the Torah. In Parshas B'Shalach. In Parshas B'Shalach, it states in Tesvov, Chof Hei, Shom Shom Leicheku Mishpat V'Shom Nishavu, that when they came to Moro, this was immediately after they went out of Egypt, before they came to Har Sinai, it states there HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Cheku Mishpat. There he gave them statutes and laws. Rashi brings one of the laws which was given was Shabbos. And we find immediately afterwards HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Mon to them. See, this was even before the Mon. But immediately afterwards HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Mon to them. And he says, Sheshes Yomim Tilketuhu, 6 days you'll go out and take it. Aber Yema Shvi, and Shabbos you're not allowed to. So Shabbos he gave to them before the giving of the Torah. Why? Because if it's a bond in its own right, then it must come before the giving of the Torah. Just like the Bris Mila. It was the bond beforehand. Moshe Lamad over there. To give an example, is a man and a woman decide to get married. So first we have what is known as Kiddushin, which is the betrothal. He chooses her and he distinguishes her from everyone else and they make a bond between themselves. And then he takes her into his home. And he gives her a sign. What is the sign? He gives her a special gift. Like a ring. To show that she is distinguished from everyone else and they have a bond between them. And then he takes her into his home. This is the Kiddushin. So did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with the Bris Mila? He told Avraham and his seed to follow that I am choosing you from all of the other nations. And the sign that I am choosing you and the bond will be the Bris Mila. And this was a sign on their bodies. And so did he do with Shabbos. That I give you Shabbos and Osi. This is a sign. And this is a breach. That you are separate and you are a chosen to the exclusion of the other nations. Then they came to Har Sinai to receive the rest of the Torah. That's why incidentally in the Dayenus that we quoted, it also states. It states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the man, then Nosan Lonu Es HaShabbos, then Kervonu Lifnei Har Sinai, and then Nosan Lonu Es HaTorah. The Shabbos was from the mitzvahs which came before the giving of the Torah. So this is what is meant. Osi le'olam beini uveinechem. It is a sign. And bri shalom. It is a covenant forever. Then it states, immediately after it says Osi, it says Lodas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, in order that you shall know that I am the Lord which sanctifies you. What does that mean? What does it mean Lodas, in order to know? So Rashi brings, this doesn't refer to Israel now, this refers to the nations. Lodas of umesbo ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. Not only is it a sign to us, but it is a sign to others also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take Klal Yisrael like a color. So he gave them a sign that they should know that he is the one, they are the ones that he chose for himself. But he wanted the world also to know this. So it had to be a sign that not only would be a sign to them, but a sign to the world. So therefore it states, Osi b'nei u'v'neichem l'deirisechem, it is a sign between me and you. And l'das, and it is a sign that the other nations will also realize this. Why? Because they'll see Klal Yisrael keeping Shabbos, and no one else keeping Shabbos. Then they'll know, what will they know? That Ani Hashem Mikadishchem, that I have sanctified you. Because Shabbos is a sanctified day. And Shabbos, the sanctification of Shabbos, relates itself only to Kedushas Yisrael, to the sanctification of Israel, as we see, because it was not given to other nations. There are mitzvahs that were given to other nations, but Shabbos not. And as we see, no other nations keep Shabbos. Many nations keep the mitzvahs which were given to them. And even many nations try to emulate mitzvahs that were given to Israel. We don't find any nations that will keep Shabbos kehilchos, like the Torah has commanded. The fact is, the Gemara says that the nations are not supposed to keep Shabbos. Because osi b'ni u'v'neichem, it was given to Israel. So the Kiddush of Shabbos, the sanctity of Shabbos, relates only to the sanctity of Israel. And when the nations see that Israel keeps Shabbos, then l'das, then they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sanctified Israel. Because they can relate to Shabbos and no one else. So it's a covenant which binds Israel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even before the giving of the Torah. So it's not to be looked at as a single mitzvah. And it's a sign to Israel, where Israel realizes that from this, that he gave us Shabbos and no one else, that he chose us. And it's a sign to the nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Shabbos, the special day of sanctity. Then therefore he has sanctified them also. Actually, the Gemara in Menachos on this pasuk says something interesting. Gemara in Menachos in Perek HaKemetz Rabba, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Gemara says, Sanya, Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Rabbi Kiva says, Yochel Yoniach Odom Tfilin B'Shaboses V'Yemin Tovim. Should a person put on Tfilin on Shabbos and Yontif? Because Tfilin is a mitzvah that we must do on a daily basis. So therefore, should we put them on also on Shabbos V'Yontif? Talmud Leimar, he says no, because the Torah states, V'Hoya La'os Al Yotcho U'L'Totof Is Bein Enecho, that tefillin is a sign. Tefillin also is called a sign. Tefillin will be a sign on your hand. Mishet Srichin Eis. So when must we put on tefillin? We must put on tefillin when we need a sign. Yotzu Shabboses V'Yomim Tevim Shehen Gufe Eis. To exclude Shabbos and Yontif, that on Shabbos and Yontif we don't have to put on an os, because the Shabbos and Yontif itself is an os, because it's as it states, Ki Eisi Beini U'Veinecha. It is a sign between me and you. So from here we learn out that Shabbos is a sign, also therefore to the exclusion of tefillin. Because on Shabbos, the Shabbos in essence is a declaration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen Israel and made a bond between them. So the mitzvah of tefillin is also a declaration. So it's a declaration. But when there already is a declaration, there is no room for another declaration. So therefore, Yotzu Shabboses V'Yom Tovim, that to make a declaration on oneself of tefillin cannot be on Shabbos and Yontif. Because Shabbos and Yontif already declares that Klal Yisrael is bonded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it states in these psukim that we read, 6 days malocha should be done. V'yemashvi Shabbos Shabbosim, and on the seventh day, it's a Shabbos. Kodesh LaHashem, holy to Hashem. What does it mean, Shabbos Shabbosim? It says a double. Say, why doesn't this say Shabbos? The word Shabbos comes from the word Shabbos, to rest. But why double? So Rashi brings. He says, this is to tell us that we're not allowed to do any types of work on Shabbos. When we speak of work on Shabbos, we're referring to the 39 units of work which the Gemara learns out, which were the major works necessary in the Mishkan, in the sanctuary. So to tell us that any of these malochas we're not allowed to do. V'chein Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur also Ne'emar Shabbos Shabbos and Hilochem, also uses this Kofl, this double language, also to tell us that we're not allowed to do any of these types of works, any of the 39 melochos. Well, when are we then? Avol b'yantif le'nemar ela shabbosein. And yantif, it only says Shabbos once. It never uses the double phrase. In the parshas of yantif, it could say Shabbos many times, but each time in the singular phrase, not the double phrase. To tell us what? That on Yantif there are some of the malochas we're allowed to do. Mutarim b'malachas echel nefesh. That malochas that we need are necessary to do to prepare our needs on Yantif. What we need to eat, what we need for Simchas Yantif, that's allowed on Yantif. It's allowed on Yantif in accordance to the particular halochas. That's why on Yantif we can carry, on Yantif we can cook. See, on Yantif we can extend the fire and so forth and so on. So this is why it states here Shabbos Shabbosein, because only on Shabbos we cannot do all malochas. And then Rashi brings on Yom Kippurim also. Now from here we learn that Shabbos is similar to Yom Kippur, and it's as severe as Yom Kippur. When it comes to doing work on Shabbos, it's like Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbos. Not like Yantif, when many malochas, most malochas you're not allowed to, but many malochas were permitted, because it states Shabbos only once. But it's like Yom Kippur. Not only that, but there are aspects of Shabbos which become even more severe than Yom Kippur. Now, also, it states in these psukim, Kodesh LaHashem. It is Shabbos Shabbosin, Kodesh LaHashem, sanctified to Hashem. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi tells us, Shmiras Kedushosei Lishmi U B'mitvosai. When you keep Shabbos, you must keep Shabbos for my sake. You must keep Shabbos for my mitzvahs. It's a very important principle. Sometimes people want to keep Shabbos because it's a very enjoyable day. Why shouldn't someone like Shabbos? He has nice clothing to wear. He has nice food to eat. He doesn't have to go to work. So why shouldn't people like Shabbos? People look forward to Shabbos. So they keep Shabbos because it's a wonderful day. There are times, there are others, and this we find very common today, that much is being written on Shabbos in modern Jewish literature to tell us the benefits of Shabbos. Shabbos has a physical benefit. Medically, it's healthy. A person gets a rest once every week. It's good for the heart. It's good for the whole system. Psychologically, it's good. Rests a person. It's very good for a smoker, because one time a week he gives his lungs a chance to air out a bit. And emotionally, it's good. For stress, there could be nothing more wonderful. And you have many Jews who keep Shabbos for these reasons. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you must not keep Shabbos for these reasons. That's not the purpose of Shabbos. To the purpose of Shabbos, the motivation of Shabbos must not be to reduce stress or for enjoyment and so forth. That's not the motivation. He says the motivation for Shabbos is because it's Kodesh Lashem, because it is sanctified to me. And what does it mean, Kodesh Lashem? So Rashi says, Shmiras Kedushose Lishmi Ubimitzvesai. You must keep Shabbos because it is sanctified to me. You must keep Shabbos because I have commanded you. You must enjoy yourself on Shabbos. Tainuk Shabbos is a mitzvah essay midivre Kabbalah. Tainuk Shabbos, to enjoy oneself on Shabbos, is a positive commandment. And the more he enjoys himself, the more commandment he fulfills. You must enjoy yourself. But why? You must enjoy yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because I have commanded you to enjoy yourself. That must be the motivation for the Jew. He must go to enjoy himself on Shabbos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us to do so. He must rest on Shabbos. He must refresh all of his resources on Shabbos. Not because the doctor has commanded. Not because the psychologist says it's good for you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded. See, this must be the motivation of Shabbos. This must be the motivation of all mitzvahs. Unfortunately, in our generation today, you get too many that make a sefer refuah out of the mitzvahs. They make a book of cures out of mitzvahs. And that we're commanded that we're not allowed to do. Ein atera sefer refuahs. We are commanded that we are not allowed to fulfill mitzvahs because they're good for us. They are good for us. But that must not be the motivation to fulfill them. We must fulfill them because we were commanded on Har Sinai in the mitzvahs. So the motivation must be to fulfill the mitzvahs, to enjoy oneself on Shabbos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded you to enjoy yourself. But why? Because that's his holy day. To refresh one's reserves on Shabbos, to refresh one's mind and his body and everything else on Shabbos. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us to do so. And why? Because he has sanctified the day. So that's what is meant, why Hashem writes here. And this is why he wrote this. See, why he writes, it's Shabbos Shabbosin Kodesh Lashem. The purpose is because it's sanctified to me. These are some of the observations that we can make on these psukim. Now let's ask a question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that we are not permitted to do work on Shabbos? Why? Yes, it's true. It states that for 6 days he worked and the seventh day he rested. But really he didn't rest. Because I'll tell us that what is it possible that Hashem rested? It states, Rashi brings, by Inofash, he rested. He says, Misha Kosev Boy Le Yoef Le Yigoya. By someone it states who he never gets tired. Behold, Paulei B'maimer. And everything that he, every way he created the world was only through his statements. Hichti Menucha La'atzmai. So therefore, he rested. What does it mean he rested? Hichti Menucha La'atzmai L'Shabbat Ra'isim Mashi Yuchel Lishmaya. He commanded us to rest. That's what it states, he rested, that was only to give an illustration to us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need rest and he doesn't get tired. But he commanded us to rest. So why? Why did he command us to rest on the seventh day? Why did he command us to make Shabbos special? Now, we find there are two mitzvahs in Shabbos. In the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments in Parshas Yisro, it states, Zochar Eshem HaShabbos L'Kadshei. You should remember Shabbos to sanctify it. In the Aseres HaDibros, in the Ten Commandments in Bo Eschanan, the second Luchos, the second time the commandments were given, there it states, Shomer Eshem HaShabbos L'Kadshei. You shall guard Shabbos to sanctify it. And the sages tell us, Yizochor is a mitzvah asay, that's a positive commandment, and Shomor is a negative commandment. That we have to safeguard the sanctity of Shabbos from two aspects, both by doing something positively and by from abstaining something negatively. Now the Shomor, the abstaining something negatively, that's the Leisaseko Malocha. That's by not doing any of the works which are forbidden on Shabbos. So Shomor, God, means do not desecrate its Kedusha by doing work. Zohar means to give some positive Kedusha towards it. Do something positively to sanctify it. How do we do this? So that we say that Zohreu Bidvorim, with words. With words, we do something positively. How, for example, Noah says Kiddush. That when we make Kiddush, and with our words and our statements, we speak of the sanctity of Shabbos, so this is a positive way in which we sanctify Shabbos. This is Zohar. Any abstinence of forbidden work on Shabbos is giving Shabbos more sanctity. We are guarding Shabbos from its desecration. Any positive input into Shabbos to give it more sanctity, then we fulfill the positive commandment. So whatever we do positively toward Shabbos, we fulfill the positive commandment of Zohar Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadshei. It's brought, even if you say good Shabbos, you fulfill that mitzvah. Because by saying good Shabbos, you are adding to the sanctity of the day. How do I add to the sanctity of the day? By distinguishing it. For example, Kiddush, the Chazal say, is that we should be Mekadesh as HaShabbos B'Knisosai U'B'Yitziosai. When Shabbos comes in, we should sanctify it, and when Shabbos goes out, we should sanctify it. This is the Kiddush V'Havdolo. So what do? We distinguish it. We say we're Mekadesh, and Hamavdil Ben Yoyim, Ben Yoyim HaShfil Sheish Shemei HaMasa. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted this day to be distinguished, because this is a special day to him. And by distinguishing it and setting it aside from other days, both by abstaining from forbidden works or by giving positive input into it to make it different, then this, we fulfill the mitzvah of Shomor V'Zohar. These are the two mitzvahs. This is why it's brought that we must do things on Shabbos different than we do during the week. For this reason, and also for Tainuk. See, in addition to this, is brought Tainuk. For example, it states that the Halach is brought, the Rambam brings it, that you should wear nicer clothing on Shabbos than you do during the week. You must give it additional honor. You must eat better foods on Shabbos than you do during the week. So then, more or less, what happens if you have a person who's very wealthy, an aristocrat, nobility, and every day he eats food which is like Shabbos sticker food? So what should he do? You can't have him overeat on Shabbos, because that's not giving more Kedusha to the day. And you can't have him eat better foods, because he's eating the best foods and he's drinking the best wines all week. So what should he do? He also has to do something different. It says, "Im darkei lahagdim." If he usually eats early, then he should be ma'acher. That day he should eat later. "Im darkei la'acher." If he usually eats late, that day he should yagdim. He should eat earlier. Say, because the mitzvah is to distinguish this day and to give it more sanctity, more kedusha, and more tainuk.
Now,
both of these mitzvahs are intertwined. They are intertwined to the point where they're inseparable. The Ten Commandments, when they were given at Sinai, are the same. The first tablets or the second tablets. So why in the first tablets is it written Zohar Hashem HaShabbos L'Katshoy, and in the second tablet Shomor? The Gemara says not that they were different. They were the same when they were given. Except Shomor V'Zohar B'Dibor Echo Nemru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said both. He said, guard Shabbos and remember Shabbos to distinguish it. He said both. But he said it simultaneously. Something that a human being cannot do. So when it came to writing it, we could only write it one way. So the first tablets we wrote Zohar, Hashem HaShab, Meshe wrote Zohar, and in the second tablets he wrote Shomer. But not that there was any difference. So from here we see that these two mitzvahs are intertwined to the point where the Bidiborech and Emru, they're inseparable. And actually the two mitzvahs could be contrary to each other. Because one is abstinence, going away from something, and the other is doing. Now this phenomena we find also by the Mon. When the Mon fell, so it states as follows. Kitshu b'mon uborchu b'mon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified Shabbos in regards to the Mon, and he blessed Shabbos in regards to the Mon. Kitshu b'mon shelo nofal b'Shabbos. He sanctified Shabbos that the Mon did not fall on Shabbos. On the seventh day there was no Mon. Baruch Hu b'mon, he blessed the seventh day. Shenofal kofle, kefle, that a double portion fell. So Shabbos was sanctified that no mon fell, and Shabbos was blessed that a double portion fell. Now how can this be? If Shabbos was sanctified that no mon fell, so how can it be that Shabbos was blessed that a double portion fell? So it fell Elef Shabbos. On Friday a double portion fell. The Shabbos was sanctified that no mon fell. But still the Shabbos had a blessing in it that caused a double portion to fall. But not on Shabbos. It fell Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos. So therefore, Kitshu b'mon, it was sanctified by in regards to the mon. Shalei nofal v'Shabbos, that it didn't fall on Shabbos. Uborchu b'mon, and Shabbos had brought a blessing with it, that a double portion of mon fell. But it didn't fall on Shabbos, it fell Erev Shabbos. And here we see also, we see that from one aspect there was a frosha, there was a separation, and from another aspect there was a brocha. Just like we see that on Shabbos there's the abstinence, we have to abstain from work because of its kedusha, but on the other hand we have more positiveness and more brocha on Shabbos because of the zohar. So these two forces work simultaneously in Shabbos. Now, well, what is the source of all of this? So the Maral is in various places. One place in Feres Yisrael explains as follows. The Almighty, He created this world, the physical world. That's the Olam HaTachton, our world. And then He created an Olam HaElyon. He created a higher world. That's like Olam HaBo, the next world. Now these two worlds would have been separated, one from the other. Because one is a physical world, Gashmius, and the other is a spiritual world, say, a Bilti Gashmi. They would have totally been separated one from the other. And this Hashem didn't want. See, he wanted, therefore, to link the two worlds together. Now, the 6 days of Malocho, these are the 6 days of the physical world. As we see that in 6 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the physical world. We know, actually there's a reason for that also that is brought. That when you take a physical block, you'll only find six dimensions. You'll never find more than six dimensions in anything that's physical. See, for example, if you take a cube. So there are six dimensions. In this world, you won't find more than six total dimensions. So Kodesh Baruch Hu created this world in 6 days. We know that the spiritual worlds, they relate to a number eight. Many times mitzvahs are called eight, or Torah, or they relate to ten. Right, that's a different world. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to link the two worlds. So he linked the two worlds with the seventh day. Is the seventh day a part of this world, or is it a part of the next world? One could say that it's not part of this world, because we see that for 6 days he worked and he created the physical world, and on the seventh day, Shabbos, he didn't do any work. So it's not part of the physical world. On the other hand, it states that Vayechal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not finish the creation until the seventh day. Didn't say that he finished the creation on the sixth day. He finished the creation on the seventh day. Morris says, what does it mean he finished the creation on the seventh day, but he finished his work on the sixth day? Morris says, no. Creation was still chosa. The creation was still missing something. It was missing Shabbos. Maha yachosa ilum, hayachosa Shabbos. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha. So the creation was completed with Shabbos. So this would be a sign that Shabbos is from this world. So we have this conflict. 6 days he created the physical world. Shabbos he didn't work. So that is a proof that Shabbos belongs to a different world. But on the other hand, it doesn't say that Vayachal Elokim b'yom ha'shishi, that he completed the creation on the sixth day. It says b'yom ha'shvi, he completed the creation on the seventh day. The Gemara asks, why did he complete the creation on the seventh day? After 6 days he had completed everything? No, says this, the world was still chosa, was still lacking. It was lacking Shabbos. And that's why this world was finished only on the seventh day. So from here we see that Shabbos is part of this world. So what is it? The Gemara calls it Me'ein Olam Haba. It is like the next world, but it's not the next world. See? It is like the next world, but it's not the next world. It is the link that links the two worlds together. He didn't want a physical world that had nothing to do with a spiritual world, and he didn't want a spiritual world that had nothing to do with a physical world. And the world was lacking this. So therefore, he created a seventh day which was part of this world and part of the next world. And with that, he linked the two worlds together. And therefore, it is called Me'ein Olam Haba. It is not the next world, but it's not this world either. It's a dugma. It's a microscope of the next world. And it links the two worlds together. Therefore, on Shabbos, we're going to find both forces, a force of this world and a force of the next world. Kedusha, what does Kedusha mean? Kedusha means something which is above us, something which is beyond. This is what the word Kodush means. we're going to find a great deal of Kedusha on Shabbos. Because if it comes from the next world, then it's Kodesh. It's beyond the physical world. At the same time, we're going to find a great deal of physical blessing in the Shabbos, because it's a part of this world. This world is brocha. Why do we say this world is brocha? Because what does brocha mean? Brocha means physical growth. See? When something has brocha, it grows. For example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a brocha to the trees, so they grew. He gave a brocha to the animals, so they multiplied. He gave a brocha to people, they grew. This brocha means physical growth. And a further indication of this is that the Medrash says when Hashem created the world, he wanted to know which letter to use, so he used the beis. Why? Because the beis stands for brocha. Therefore, Bereshis Bor Elokim. In the beginning, he created the world, he used the beis. Why? Why did he want the letter of brocha? Because creation, in essence, was brocha. What was creation? That from nothing came growth. So the Almighty said, if I'm going to create from nothing something, I need, it will only come into being with the power of brocha. So therefore I need a letter which stands for brocha. Therefore he used the beis. So, physical world is brocha. If Shabbos is from this world, then it's going to be packed with brocha. If it's from the next world, it's going to be full of kedusha. And really, they're opposite each other. Because brocha is something which comes close to man. Brocha is a brocha that falls on man. It gives to him great goodness, see? Great physical goodness. This is brocha. Kedusha is something that tells man, stand back, don't touch. For example, in the Mikdosh, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, my Beis HaMikdosh, he says, it's Mikdoshi Tiro. It's holy. Fear it. You must fear it. Of course, like it states many times, don't come closer. See, Zolo Yikrav. It's sanctified. It's beyond you. It's above you. So these are both contrary to each other. But since Shabbos is made up of both worlds, so you'll find both forces in Shabbos, and intertwined. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the day is Kodesh. If it's Kodesh, Shomor, be on guard. Do not do on Shabbos what you would do on another physical day, because it is not a physical day, it comes from another world. Therefore, physical work will desecrate it. Shomor. So we must abstain. But at the same time, he said, Zohar, bring Shabbos close. Talk about Shabbos. Distinguish it. Declare it. Enjoy it. Because since it's the special day of this world, so it will bring brocha and attachment to you. So from one hand, a person feels that he has to be careful on Shabbos, but from the other hand, he wants to come close to Shabbos. These are both forces which are in Shabbos from both worlds. And through this, they attach both worlds together. Bring them both together. This is the Shomer V'Zochor. And this we see by the Mon. Shabbos, every day the Mon fell. Shabbos, because if it's Kedusha, Mon could not fall. So they went in the fields in Shabbos and there was no Mon. Because it's from a different world, and in the spiritual world is not Mon. Mon was the physical sustenance of man. But on the other hand, Shabbos being the prime day of this world also would bring an increase in brocha, in physical sustenance. Therefore, there was a double Mon. But it came out of Shabbos. Kichu b'mon u'borchu b'mon. As a Medrash, we've said over this Medrash before, and the Medrash states as follows. It's It's a medrash in Breishis Rabbah, Parshas Breishis. Perek Yud, Os Yud. Geniva Varabonan. The Medrash is dealing here is why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need Shabbos? He finished what the question we asked. He finished the world in 6 days. Everything was done. We don't find anything was created after the 6 days. So everything was done. So what did he have to go make Shabbos for? So two examples are given. Geniva Omar, Geniva gives this example. Moshe Lamelech she'asa lechupa v'sayora v'kayora. A king made a beautiful chuppah. In our language, a chuppah is a canopy on a few poles. That's not really what a chuppah is. A chuppah really means a home, a wedding home. In the old days, they used to make special homes. The chosin would make a special home, and there he would take his kala into the home. And that was the chuppah. So a king made a beautiful chuppah. He made a beautiful wedding home. A king makes a wedding home, it's a wedding castle. He wanted to get married, so he built a new castle for his bride. Beautiful chuppah, v'tzayora v'kayora, and he made it with beautiful ornaments and sculptures and gold and silver and so forth. Mahaisa chaseira, he worked a long time on it. And when he finished it, what was it lacking? Everything was done. So what was it lacking? It was still lacking. It was lacking the color. It was empty. There was no color. Kala shetikonis l'secho. After he finished the whole wedding castle, but he hadn't finished it yet because it was lacking the color. Kach. So it was with the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a beautiful, beautiful world. See? With forests, and with seas, and with rivers, and lakes, and so forth. And this he did in 6 days. After he finished it to the finest detail, it was not finished. Why? Because it was lacking the color. Where was the color? Ma hoya elam chosar. It was chosar Shabbos. Shabbos was the color. Therefore, on the seventh day he made Shabbos. That was the color. And he brought it into the world. So when was the world completed? Not on the sixth day. The world was completed on the seventh day. This is the example Geniva gives. That's why after 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't stop. Because even though it was finished to the finest detail, but the color wasn't here. So you had to make the color, and that was Shabbos. Rabbonin Amri, the Rabbonin say, Moshe Lemelech she'asa le'tabas. He says he gives another example. He says a king makes a ring. Now, if a king makes a ring, it's no doubt a magnificent ring with my beautiful gold and precious metals and beautiful stones. Made a beautiful ring. Even after he finished the ring, to the finest detail, it was still lacking something. What was it lacking? It was lacking a chesed. Was lacking the signet, the seal of the king. If a king makes a ring, it's not an ordinary ring. He puts the royal seal on it. And it was lacking the royal seal. Kach ma hoya ilam chosa. So this is what the Rabbonim say. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world like a beautiful ring. And he finished it to the finest detail. But still, it was not finished because it didn't have the royal seal. So therefore it was lacking the seal. He made Shabbos. Shabbos, Bo Shabbos, when Shabbos came, then he had the seal on the world. And it was complete. Now the Maral explains this very beautifully. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world. Just like a king creates a wedding castle, he builds a wedding castle. What is it lacking, though? The wedding castle is lacking the color. What happens if the wedding castle doesn't have the color? What's wrong with it? The king won't come to the castle. Why should he come to it? If the king built, the king has his own castles. If he builds a wedding castle, he built it for the purpose that there he'll live together with his color. If there's no color in the castle, it's going to remain empty. He won't come to it. A color, the sages tell us, has the power to bring men to their homes. The Medrash tells us that if not for wives, men won't return to their homes. Like you see, a bocher, he goes, for example, takes a trip to the States. He says, I'm going away for 3 months. In the States, he writes you a letter, I found a good job, I'm staying. Finished. Okay. Someone else takes a trip, he wants to go on a sightseeing tour, goes away for a few months, and he comes back 10 years later. So the Medrash tells us that when people traveled, why do they come back? They come back because their wives are there. They have their wives and families. This is why they return home. Otherwise, they'd get a good opportunity some other place. They won't come back. So it is the color that has the power to bring the king into the castle. This is the power of brocha. Brocha attaches itself to someone. Actually, the chuppah is referred to as brocha. It says kala b'lei brocha, and it refers to a kala b'lei chuppah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I've built a beautiful world, but what's going to bring me to the world? Why do I have to come to this world? He has castles other places. What brings Hashem to the world? The fact that he can identify with the world. If the world would be only physical, he wouldn't be interested. From the fact that there is a spiritual element in the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the world also. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the world, comes brocha to the world. Because where does brocha come from? The source is the Mekor HaBrocha, the source of brocha, Ashros HaShchina. Just like a color brings a husband home. And because they build a home together, there's brocha. So it comes out that the color is the source of the brocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what will bring me to the world? It's a physical world. I come from higher worlds. What do I need this world for? So there has to be a spiritual element in the world. And that will bring me to the world. And when Hashem comes down to the world, then his brocha comes. Kach lomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing. A king builds a castle. Why is he going to go to the castle? If his kala was there, then he'll go. Hashem built the world. It was beautiful to the finest detail, but still it was merely physical. The most beautiful seas and rivers and forests, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's merely physical. Mahoya Elam Chosa. The world was Chosa Rakala. Therefore he made Shabbos. Shabbos was the color. He made a part of the world where it will be part of the spiritual world in this world. Seventh day. Now this world has a spiritual element in it. Well, now it's a different thing. Now the king will come home. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes. This is why Shabbos is called the Kala. Brings a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the world. It brings the Melech into the world. And this is the Baruch. This is the Zohar.
That's one example. Now we have another example.
A king makes a ring.
A king can make the most beautiful ring, but it's no different than any other ring. It's not any different. So this has a diamond, that has a diamond. This has an emerald, that has an emerald. This has a big diamond, that has a big diamond. Why is it different? What makes the king's ring different than all other rings in the world?
That's the chosen. That's the seal, the royal seal.
Once the king places a royal seal on that ring, then that ring is distinguished and different from all other rings. Because this is the royal ring.
Tabas HaMelech.
See, like we learned in the Megillah, it's Tabas HaMelech. It's the royal signet ring. It can sign documents that no other ring can sign. Now, what does the signet do for that ring?
The signet makes that ring nivdel.
It makes that ring separate. It makes that ring holy. It makes that ring royal. This is just the opposite now. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he built a world, he didn't want a mere physical world. He wanted it elevated. So how did he elevate it? By putting his seal on it. What was his seal?
Shabbos.
Because Shabbos comes from other worlds. Through this it elevated the world. And now the world becomes different than it was before. This is what Shabbos did. So from one aspect, he brought Shabbos in the world, in which to HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come down into the world with Shabbos. This would be bring bracha. From the other aspect, he brought Shabbos in the world, that Shabbos would elevate the world higher. So on the seventh day we find both. The seventh day we find where bracha comes into the world, man, it comes closer to man, and the world elevates beyond man, like the signet of a royal ring. And this is the Shomer and Zohar and the Borchu and Kotshe that we have in Shabbos. And therefore, because of its sanctity, we have to be careful, very careful, not to desecrate it with malocha, with work that we're not allowed to do. But because of the brocha that it brings with it into the world, we have to come close to Shabbos and enjoy and declare all of that brocha. Therefore, we have these two forces which work simultaneously in Shabbos. A person should always be cognizant that anything that he will do in honor of Shabbos, whether it's to protect its sanctity or to add positively to the day, with bracha, with more honor, he dresses for Shabbos. Anything he does, be it large or small, he's adding to the Kedusha Shabbos. He's adding to the holiness of Shabbos. And this is from the greatest mitzvahs given to Klal Yisrael. Because as we mentioned, it's not only one of the 613 mitzvahs, but it creates a covenant, Beini uveinechem, a bond, and an osi. It's the sign that I have chosen you because I've only given you the day of my menucha, no one else. And it's a sign to the nations also. So therefore a person must realize, many people think, look, I can't keep naturally we must try to keep Shabbos in its totality. But there are many people who feel, look, I can't keep Shabbos totally, so why should I keep it at all? This is wrong. This is wrong. Any little thing that a person will do for Shabbos, then he adds to the sanctity of Shabbos. In fact, a person says, good Shabbos. He's fulfilling a mitzvah of declaring that this day is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day, this day is different. A person dresses up on Shabbos. He's fulfilling a mitzvah. He dresses nicer, he's fulfilling a better mitzvah. If a person spends more money preparing for Shabbos, if a person works to bring in Shabbos, If a person merely has a Shabbos meal, or does something special, eats something special, or if he sets it, if he decides to learn on Shabbos because he feels that's honoring the day more, these are all mitzvahs which add sanctity to the day, to the Kiddush of Shabbos, and distinguishes it and Klal Yisrael from the rest of the world. Therefore, a person should be very careful. See? Should try to keep Shabbos totally. But he should realize that whatever he does for Shabbos, he is protecting the sanctity of Shabbos. These are a few observations that we can make on this parsha when it comes to the Godel Kiddush Shabbos, to the greatness of the sanctity of Shabbos and the bracha that Shabbos brings to Klal Yisrael.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.